Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation. Only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Here he is, David Holland.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm going to shift gears and talk to you today about something very important. And it's something that is not fun to talk about. It's not something we want to do today, but we need to. And so our topic today is funeral homes. And so don't change the radio station. Oops, stop, don't go. Listen, this is important. Planning your funeral, making arrangements, very important stuff. And so I invited a guest to come on and talk with me today. On the line with me is Brenda Campbell. She is the general manager of Volusia Memorial Park and Funeral Homes. They're part of the Dignity Network, and her location is right on Nova Road. Brenda, welcome to the program.
Thank you, David. Thank you.
It's so good to have you. And, you know, you heard me set that up. People don't really want to talk about this, but it is, as from your position, you've done this for, you've been with Volusia Memorial for 22 years.
I have been with 22 years. And people don't want to talk about this, you're right, usually, until they realize the benefits of doing that. Because someday they're going to have to talk about it, so it's easier to do it ahead of time.
Well, and, you know, it's going to be something I'm sure that you can speak to very well. One of the things that I do as a financial planner, Brenda, is I try to help people make decisions in advance, have a plan, know what you're going to do. And, you know, so if the market corrects and drops 10%, they know how that affects their finances. They have a plan to deal with it so that when it happens, they're not caught off guard and then maybe react emotionally or make bad and quick and bad decisions. The same has got to be true for what you do.
It is true. You and I do have very similar ways to assist our families and our client families and community in making arrangements ahead of time and not having any surprises. That part is very beneficial. What the goal is, or the challenge for us, is, as you just started, funerals, I'm not going to pass away, or I'm healthy, etc. So it's real important. Thank you for having us on your show so that we can try to share with people the importance of doing it in a calm environment at their pace when they're ready, and not having to do it when there's actually been a death and things have to be done emotionally within 3 hours.
That's very good, Brenda. And I dove right in. Let me finish introducing Brenda. She is the general manager, as I said earlier, of Volusia Memorial Park and Funeral Home. She's been with Volusia Memorial for 22 years, general manager since 2004, licensed funeral director and embalmer, member of the Daytona Beach Rotary West Club. And the website, if you want more information, it's Volusia Memorial Funerals with an S on the end, VolusiaMemorialFunerals.com. And I've been to your facilities, as I mentioned to you earlier before we started the program, Brenda. I've been to a number of funerals, and it's a beautiful. What do you call it? You call it like a campus? I mean, you've got the cemetery there. I mean, the grounds, beautiful grounds. You've got the vaults. You've got the in-ground cemetery. You've got the reception area, which is fantastic. I think it's just beautiful, and it makes for a very peaceful way for people to be able to interact with the loved ones during that time of grief and the funeral.
Right. And David, we have two facilities. We have a facility in Ormond Beach that has our cemetery connected, which is very convenient for families because they can have their funerals right there and the cemeteries on the same property. And we also have another facility in Port Orange at Clyde Morris and Dunlawton over there by the Home Depot. And both of them are decorated to be comfortable, like you said. They're living room type settings. They are both very modern and updated. And they both have what we call event or reception rooms.
Yes.
Very common these days that families will have food at the funeral home rather than going to a house or a restaurant.
So much easier. Oh.
Yes.
Well, you know what I've noted, because I, again, having been to funerals and to the visitations and all of that at your facility there in Ormond Beach, The thing that struck me was that you've got it set up to be very comfortable and it's very easy for people to come in and come out, but you've got separate areas for family if they want a little bit of privacy or they need some a moment or two or three.
Right.
So it's just you've got it laid out well, and I think that that's, you know, just not something to overlook, because unfortunately sometimes people get, again, if they don't plan ahead, I speak to this because I experience it sometimes myself. Sometimes people kind of lump all of us in together, you know, lump all financial people in together, or they might lump in all, well, it's all the same stuff. You know, you're going the same place. It's all the same thing.
Right.
Well, not really, right?
That's correct. Being Volusia Memorial Funeral Home, we are part of what's called a network, Dignity Memorial, and that Dignity Memorial brand is recognized nationally to signify our network, and being a part of that network is a way of us telling the communities that we're in that, you know, hey, this is a certain level of service that we provide our families. It's a promise to the clergy in our communities of how we're going to handle things. To our families, we have some rare offerings just by them using us, because you're right, we all have a hearse, we all wear suits. But why would they come to me? And it's because of the certain things we offer our families uniquely. 100% service guarantee. Anything is not to a family satisfaction in a funeral, we refund it. We have bereavement travel. Automatically, by using our funeral home, we can help arrange for a neighbor, not just the person's family, to come in to the funeral, either by flight, getting a hotel, or rental car. All of our prearrangements are transferable within our network. That is unique, because some places where you prearrange, that's where you prearrange.
Mm.
And also, you know, we have grief support afterwards with our families. So after the 3 or 4 days and the friends and the flowers are gone, we're still here to try to help them. You know, their life has changed forever, and we want to try to help them with that transition either through resources of the community or resources we have through our facilities.
That's excellent. Brenda Campbell's our guest today, ladies and gentlemen. She is the general manager of Volusia Memorial Park and Funeral Homes, and I'm going to take a quick break. Brenda, we'll come right back, and I want to get into some more nuts and bolts about how people can plan the funerals, do pre-need, understand what's involved, so stay right there.
I'll be here.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read. You'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, Brenda Campbell's on the line with me. She is the general manager of Volusia Memorial Park and Funeral Homes. And I asked Brenda to be on the program with me because I think it's real helpful for people to understand some of the details involved and what's the whole aspect or multiple aspects involved with funeral planning. So let's get into some of the nuts and bolts if we could, Brenda.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let me ask you this. So let's just kind of start from scratch. Let's say I need to pre-plan what I want done if something happens to me. Okay, so let's walk through this step by step, because I think this is part of what's intimidating for a lot of people is they don't know where to start. So I call, I make an appointment, I go to the website, VolusiaMemorialFunerals.com, or I call your local number,
mm-hmm.
And I make an appointment, and then what do? I sit down with you or one of your counselors?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You sit down with one of us or our counselors, and before you get to that point, it's already somebody, if they're calling us, they've already thought about, wow, I need to do this. And there's a couple ways or reasons why people might think of that. Some may have just attended a funeral of somebody that they went to, and they've been impacted by that. And they either saw something that they wanted to make sure happened at their funeral, maybe it was a veteran service or a certain way flowers were done, or they come back from a funeral and say, oh my gosh, what would I have done? And it puts that reality in them. So then they approach us and say, I need to start thinking and talking about prearranging. So that first phone call to us is the initial step. But there really basically is just 4 steps to making prearrangements. and we help guide the families through
okay.
that.
Okay, well, good. Let's do that. So I come in, I sit down, and let's walk through those steps.
Sure. Here. First step is reflecting, where you reflect on what was important in somebody's life, and we have a booklet that we go through with the family so we can record this. And it's called a planning guide, and we give those out, and they take it home, or they can have us help them fill it out. So you reflect on what's important in your life, and the second step is to record that. The third step is what we call supporting, because there are some financial decisions along with
sure.
emotional decisions, and supporting that where you can make payments that are comfortable for you and secure and freeze in the cost of whatever cremation or burial that you decide. And then, of course, the fourth step would be to share. Share that with your family members that you did this, and also share with your friends how easy it was and beneficial, etc. You know, one of our pre-planning avenues that we do with families is that, you know, people say, oh, I'm not ready to use a funeral home. But after we talk to our families, they realize that, you know, it's more about protecting their family more than it is about the death. You know, we plan for many things that might happen, right? Car insurance, health insurance, homeowners, those things
might happen.
Right. Well, we are going to pass away. So we do like to have people talk to us about that because they're going to need us someday. And so their conversation can be difficult, which is no plans have been made, and they have to hurry and make these decisions quickly. And usually they're left thinking, well, what did the person want, and did
right.
I do the right thing?
Right.
Right?
Right.
Or the easier conversation is, like you said, call us, come on in, and we approach through these steps of reflect and record, support, and share, and we go step by step, either in your comfort of your own home or here, and you get to pick and choose together what you want. And there's a lot of details for that when somebody passes away. Very simple questions can be very hard to make a decision.
Well, I think that's why it's so important that if somebody wants to do this, which they should, they really need to plan ahead. They got to sit down and talk about it, because you've got, you know, you're talking about a lot of options. That's why, you know, you probably don't have the prices quoted on the website where you say, you sometimes see it in the paper where somebody's got an out the door price. And
right.
I look at that and I go, well, you know, there's a lot of variables here that really need to be discussed, right?
That's true. There's a lot of variables. And that's why we do like to talk to each family, because their needs and their financial requirements are all unique and different. So no two are the same. So when they come in and talk to us, or we talk to them at their home, we can just pencil it out and let them do what's comfortable for them. When you prearrange, like I mentioned, you freeze the cost. Because one of the things that we get from families sometimes is, well, I have life insurance. And,
okay.
and yes, life insurance is very important. I have life insurance. I need that. I need that to take care of my household after I pass away. And we encourage people to have that. But life insurance doesn't pay till usually 30 days or so after the funeral.
That's right.
So we, you know, need to secure payment at the time of the funeral, which if you pre-planned, that's done.
Right.
And then the cost is what it was, you know, whenever you did it 20, 10 years ago.
Well,
our cost goes up every year.
Yeah, and we are going to have inflation. Let's do this. Let's grab another quick break. We'll come back, Brendan. I want to get into some of the different areas where people can understand that we're not going to quote prices because they need to sit down and talk with you and or your counselors. But I want to go through the different areas where there are costs, because I think a lot of times people overlook the kinds of things that might need to be paid for. So
Absolutely.
Stay right there.
All right.
Many people invest without ever knowing what they pay in investment fees. When was the last time you dropped your car off for service and told them to fix whatever they want without getting an estimate first? I'll bet never. Why treat your portfolio any different? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
And we are back. Brenda Campbell, General Manager of Volusia Memorial Park and Funeral Homes, is on our line today talking with me. And we kind of talked about some of the different, you know, the importance of the advantages of planning ahead. And, you know, that's critical. Let's do this, Brenda. Let's get into some of the things. Okay, so again, I'm sitting down and I'm saying, okay, I want to plan ahead. Okay, so let's start with some of the basic things. I need to decide on what I want to happen to my body, right?
Correct. The very first question we would ask is, and everything goes from this jump-off point, is if you have considered or discussed with your family whether you want cremation or burial.
Okay.
And then those,
so that's the first thing, right?
Yep.
Okay. So if somebody says, okay, I want cremation, mm-hmm. then once they make that choice, then there are a variety of decisions after that. Then you talk about
right.
The urn, mm-hmm. things like that?
There's a variety of decisions after that. And you see, whether you choose cremation or burial, many things can be similar these days. People don't realize cremation, everything can happen the same as a funeral, but we just end at the crematory rather than the cemetery. So you can have a viewing, you can have a reception, you can have music and the DVD movies that we make and play in our chapel. You can have everything the same, except we just end in two different
ways. Yeah, the coffin's going to be closed, mm-hmm. okay, and the urn or whatever receptacle for the ashes is going to be inside the coffin.
Well, the urn would be after the cremation, if you will. So you would have a visitation prior to the cremation. And then it's the urn afterwards. We do have places at the cemetery, very creative things at the cemetery that people would decide on.
That's great. And then so those are costs associated with those things, and that's what somebody would need to sit down and talk through.
Right.
And decide, again, as you said, that there you've got two tracks you're running on, but you can still have all of the other aspects, the visitation, the using the reception area, all of those things can be done. Now, if we flip over to the other side, flipping over to the other option for burial, then you've got an in-ground burial, and you also have the vaults, right?
Right, vaults or above-ground mausoleum.
Okay.
Something I want to say, being a funeral director in Florida, is that we are often requested to have people fly back home.
That's true.
To New York or wherever they came from, and there's some disbelief out there that some people don't make those arrangements because they think, oh my gosh, it's going to be so heavy and expensive to fly a casket home, when indeed it's not done by weight, it's done by zones.
Okay.
And it's very actually cost effective to meet somebody's wishes to go home if they wanted to be in a casket. As a matter of fact, I think the second largest export from Daytona International, second to Ferns, is human remains. People come here, they retire here, but everybody's home up north.
Okay. Well, and I can testify to that, Brenda, because I've seen that with clients of my own, that one of the spouses has died. That's not that unusual that they are being buried up north. Mm-hmm. And so I guess that's where the networking comes in. I didn't get a chance to ask you because earlier, so Volusia Memorial Park, it's part of the Dignity Network. So how many dignities are there? How many are there in this network?
About 1,800.
Wow.
1,800 funeral homes. We have about, I want to say, 400 cemeteries and about 200 crematories.
Okay.
We own our own crematory, yes.
Okay. That's a big number.
Yeah, it is. And so what that does is that gives people a lot of choices when they move around, you know, especially if a spouse has passed away and there's a widow left in Florida, but the kids are up north. Again, if they have a prearrangement, they can take it with them.
So it's transferable, transferable within the network.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
That makes it very convenient. So then you have the shipping, you have the decision about in-ground or the mausoleums, the vaults, as I refer to them, and that's, I know that's not the right term, but
that's okay.
And there's an option where you can actually, for couples, with different options there as well, where versus a single person in terms of how they're buried?
That's correct. We can certainly make arrangements, and that's common that they're together, or even beyond the parent unit, get groups of grave sites or mausoleums together where the family can be all in the same area. They can even have their own area that has their own shrubs. I mean, there's so many options. And at the cemetery here, we pride ourselves in some of the variety of ways that we can do our headstones, our markers, and really keep telling the story on the headstone when people come and visit. At the cemetery, also, we have specific cremation garden sections that people can see and really be personalized with.
What do you see, you know, with cremation? What are you seeing as a trend there? Is it on the rise, the number of people that are choosing cremation over the traditional burial?
Since I've been here in 22 years, and I'm sure a lot of my other colleagues and peers, we all agree that there has been a shift and a trend to more cremation than burial. Some of that's just because of the mobility of our society. And, you know, we do a lot of arrangements through email and on the phone. If people can't come down right away, we can at least get things started. It's just the busyness of the world. But whether it's cremation or burial, one thing has not changed, and that is that people do want a place to go to place a flower or make a memory, I got goosebumps talking about it.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
Because people think with an urn that they just take it home. And we've, you know, seen the movies where they're on the shelves and, you know, just sitting there and not attended to. So that's why we've gotten creative at the cemetery with cremation areas that are, they're way different price than doing a full casket burial, but it's certainly someplace somebody can go. And I lived and I was here and memorialized.
And I'm here, this is a place for you to remember me, a physical location instead of just, I mean, nothing wrong with this, but instead of just looking up at the sky, there's a place to go and you know, be able to have that time that somebody wants to spend thinking about that person. There's an actual physical location.
Right, for generations to come. Genealogy is so popular these days. We get a lot of calls about people wanting to find a headstone from somebody years ago, and it's a generation they didn't even meet yet. So, you know, it's some place to keep track, keep the line going. You know, sometimes you hit dead ends when you do genealogy, but I do have a lot of people come to the cemetery and say, oh my gosh, that was my great-great, you know, grandma.
Interesting. Well, I want to grab another quick break, Brenda. We'll come back. Brenda Campbell's our guest, General Manager of Volusia Memorial Park and Funeral Homes. They're part of the Dignity Network. Oh, and the website is volusiamemorialfunerals.com. Quick break, right back.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Volusia Memorial Park and Funeral Homes. Brenda Campbell, General Manager, on the line with us. And I wanted to ask this, Brenda, because this is something that probably, as people think about pre-planning their, not waiting till the moment, but planning ahead. One of the things that I always wonder as I drive by your cemetery on Nova Road is I think to myself, how much space do you got? I mean, there's a finite quantity of space to be buried, right?
There is. We are half developed.
I have
24 acres,
okay.
And I have 12 developed. That's the part that you see. So going back,
okay.
More
you've got more in the back.
Yep.
Okay.
And
well, now how many, and some of this is naive questions, bear with me. How many cemetery plots do you have in 12 acres?
Oh my gosh. A lot.
I mean, I'm thinking, so I think capacity, because I'll be candid. I like your facility. I like your location. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just, I probably live 3 miles from your location, mm-hmm. probably two as the crow flies. And
right.
So I think of, just how convenient it is for people in our area. So as I drive by, I go, I wonder how much capacity they have. So you've kind of answered that. You've got plenty of room.
We do. And we have a master plan for future development based on the needs of the community and the trends of burial and cremation. And so we have plenty for now, but we're always, we want to develop ahead of time. We just did some development behind us about 2 years ago.
So, very good.
Good. It's a process.
All right. I'm going to ask some more questions that I know our listeners would want me to ask, Brenda.
Okay.
So let's say you've got a couple and they're married. They've been married, 25 years and they're ready to do some pre-planning. But then they say to you, well, and they make all their arrangements and say, but what if something, because one of the issues for couples is a trend is what we call graying divorce. There is older age divorce that's more common now than it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if you have somebody, the couple has done the planning together and they've done all the pre-planning, they've made their payments, they're all paid up.
Mm-hmm.
Are you able to go in and split that for them?
We are, and that does become part of the divorce decree, and we just follow the order of the courts.
How about that? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and this, I'm not being funny, but
no.
It is funny. Here it comes. So are you able to then, separate the plots if he doesn't want to be next to her, in the ground? I mean, you're able to make accommodations for moving the...
I have learned to be creative,
okay,
and you're
okay.
Right, that does happen, but yes, we can certainly accommodate both parties.
Okay. I don't want to spend more time with her during this life and not in perpetuity, but no, I think that's something people would be curious about. Are there any other things that you see or common misunderstandings about planning ahead that you might think would be good for us to talk about, Brenda?
Well, all pre-arrangements are protected through the state of Florida. So for peace of mind, if people...
That money's safeguarded.
Yes, it is. But you definitely want to know who you're working with, what company you're dealing with, and be comfortable with even the person that you're working with. How long have they been around? I have seen some people come and go quickly in our community. So you just really want to do your homework, and that's the whole thing about prearranging again. You don't want to pick somebody out of a phone book at 2 in the morning because the hospital says, where are we going?
Exactly.
So you need to make phone calls, word of mouth, people have been here, come see the people, get a handout. Our pricing's on paperwork. It's not secret. It's just unique and individualized. That's why
exactly.
We don't. So we have it, and there's, you know, we can design anything to most people's budgets.
And I think the key point for people to keep in mind is there are payment plans where you don't have to plunk down a big chunk of money. You can have a plan to pay this over time.
That is correct.
And I like that. I think that's very attractive. Well, there's one more thing that's real important for us to make sure we mention, Brenda, and that's your upcoming 23rd annual candlelight service. Tell us about that. I think people could be interested in that.
I'm so excited. I've been here since the first one, and it's at our cemetery, and it's Thursday, December 5th. And what we do, David, is we light 2,500 live candles along our roadways of our cemetery. And we've been doing it for 23 years. We've had families coming for that long. We've had families that are, this will be their first year coming that we serve this year. But we have a big covered tent in our driveway, in our parking lot. We have a non-denominational speaker, which is Bob Kicklayer from Hospice this year. This year we have a harpist and a violinist. We have very nice, fancy refreshments afterwards, and we give a little candle giveaway for people to take home and continue that flame that we share with them that night. And it's a really moving experience. It's at 7 o'clock just as the sun goes down, and it's organized. We have people to help with parking. We have golf carts to drive you into the seats. It's not very, very long. It's not a funeral. It's a tribute. It's an honor. It's a way to help and acknowledge in our community that this is a time of the year that can be difficult.
Yeah, it weighs on people's minds this time of year.
A time when the people who have had a death start new traditions. And we also will be having, we have Compassion Helpline. We'll be passing out that 1-800 number that families can call to help them, because sometimes they don't want to bother their kids and show that they're upset, or, you know, the church is closed if they want to talk to their pastor. So we'll be sharing our Compassion Helpline for those families too. Usually 300 people come. It's a beautiful evening.
That's going to be my next question. Is this for people who have prearranged, for people who have a loved one on your property? Who's this for?
Anybody in the community. We have people come that we have not served,
okay,
but they drive by or they've heard about it from friends. So, yes, we do have a mailing list, of course, for the people that we've served, but we have many people come that we have not served, and they just want to come and share a moment and that candle, and we're proud to have it and offer it to them. And, every year I just hope that it's not raining.
I understand. Well, I'm going to make a note of it on my calendar, the December 5th, Thursday, 7 p.m., Felicia Memorial Park, 550 North Nova Road in Ormond Beach. I have family that is at your cemetery, and we'll make a note of that and be sure to attend. Brenda, so such a delight to have you on the program. This has been very informative. All the questions people just don't know when to ask or how to ask, so we're so glad to be able to talk to you about it today.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And if people can't come to our luminary at night, they're welcome to come by anytime during the day, because we pride ourselves on all the tree carvings I have. I have little bunnies. I have pelicans. I have eagles. I have owls. And just drive through and look at it.
They're very cool, very cool. Brenda Campbell, General Manager of Volusia Memorial Park and Funeral Homes. The website, again, VolusiaMemorialFunerals.com. Brenda, thank you so much for being on the program.
David, thank you for inviting me.
Oh, you're very welcome.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at RealMoneyRadio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.